From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Environment and Forestry Ministry has designated East Nusa Tenggara capital Kupang as host of National Nature Conservation Day or HKA and in August 2021. The commemoration will take place at the Marine Tourist Park, Kupang Bay and Lasiana Beach in Kupang. It was said by Chief of the East Nusa Tenggara Provincial's Nature Conservation Office, Timbul Batubara, on Friday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. He noted the venue of the event will be Kupang, namely the Marine Tourist Park, Kupang Bay and Lasiana Beach. He further said the Director of Environmental Services, Forest Conservation and Policy Analysis of the Strategic Policy Center at the Environment and Forestry Ministry has visited the two locations to review their suitability for the event. The Industry Ministry has set the allocation of refined sugar for food, beverage, and pharmaceutical industries at 3.1 million tons in 2021 on the basis of a ministerial-level coordination meeting held on December 14, 2020. In a written statement released on Friday, Director General of Agro-Industry at the Industry Ministry, Abdul Rahim, appealed to food and beverage manufacturers to not harbor concerns over a shortage in supplies of refined sugar in 2021. As quoted by Antara News Agency, he remarked, based on the outcome of a limited coordination meeting on January 26, 2021, demand for refined sugar for the food, beverage, and pharmaceutical industry in the first semester of 2021, set at 1.3 million tons, will soon be provided for in a decision soon. Convalescent plasma donor may emerge as game changers in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia. It was said by Coordinating Human Development and Culture Minister Muhajir Effendi, as reported by Antara News Agency on Friday. The government can drive the spirit of convalescent plasma donors to become a distinguishing factor to the efforts to handle the COVID-19 pandemic in addition to the vaccine and 3T, washing hands, wearing masks, and practicing social distancing. A report from the chief of the blood donor unit at the Indonesian Red Cross PMI, Linda Luktari, found that 15,738 pouches of convalescent plasma were donated as February 9, 2021. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday issued new guidance for U.S. schools to reopen, recommending universal mask wearing and physical distancing as key COVID-19 mitigation strategies to get children back in the classroom quickly. As reported by Reuters.com, the guidelines, which also emphasize the need for facility cleaning, personal hygiene, and contact tracing, are intended to give school districts a roadmap to bring the nation's 55 million public school students back to classroom without sparking COVID-19 outbreaks. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told reporters that the CDC was not mandating that schools reopen, and CDC believes, with the strategies it has put forward, that there will be limited to no transmission in schools if followed. The agency also said school reopening should not be conditional on teachers' access to COVID-19 vaccine, but strongly recommended U.S. states prioritize teachers and school staff for vaccination. 15 people in South Africa are facing fraud charges relating to the funeral of the former President Nelson Mandela in 2013. As quoted by BBC.com, they include prominent members of the ruling African National Congress ANC in the Eastern Cape province. Prosecutors accused them of corruption and money laundering amounting to nearly $700,000. Mandela was the country's first black leader after apartheid ended in 1994. The allegation first emerged in 2014, months after Mandela's funeral in Kurnu, Eastern Cape, in December 2013, which was attended by heads of state from around the world. Those facing charges include the health minister of Eastern Cape Province, Cindy Swagwomba, a number of business figures, and other lawmakers from the governing ANC. Alphabet Incorporation Google has agreed to pay $76 million over 3 years to a group of 121 French news publishers to end a more than year-long copyright spat, documents seen by Reuters shows. The agreement between Google and the Alliance de la Presse d'Information Générale APIC, a lobby group representing most major French publishers, was announced previously, but financial terms had not been disclosed. Publishers in other countries will scrutinize the French agreement, the highest profile in the world, under Google's new program to provide compensation for news snippets used in search results. Agence France-Presse, AFP, and other French news providers that do not belong to the group are not part of the agreement and are pressing forward with various action against Google. French health authorities recommending that anyone previously infected with COVID-19 should only receive one vaccine jab instead of the normal 2 doses. As quoted by BBC.com, if stated, people who recover from COVID-19 have some immunity and should be inoculated 3 to 6 months afterwards. The health ministry said France is the first country to issue this advice. It has delivered nearly 2.8 million vaccinations so far. The old authority de Sante said the single vaccine dose will thus play the role of a booster for someone previously infected with coronavirus. The recommendation comes as governments around the world are rushing to vaccinate their population and try to return life to normal. At least 3.4 million people in France have had confirmed COVID-19 infection, but the true figure is thought to be higher. Around 81,000 people have died, the 7th highest figure in the world. Listener, that was the news.
Oh.
Gorontalo District Government uses the Development Data System and the Electronic Monitoring Evaluation e-Money System application to carry out systematic and measurable development. The Deputy Regent of Gorontalo, Herman Walangati, said that this was a development of the previous application and a tool for evaluating the progress of development activities online. He explained that the application is used to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of development resource allocation, as well as accountability and transparency. Next news comes from Kudus Central, Java. A number of volunteers from the Banser Disaster Response or Bagana of the Ansor Youth Movement Branch, Kudus Regency Central Java, provided trauma healing to children affected by floods in Karangrowo Village, Undaan District, at a camp in a local village. The volunteers entertained the children by playing, singing, and giving "We'll Always Be Cheerful," laughing, and having fun as usual. According to the head of the branch management of GP Ansor, Kudus Regency, Dasa Susila in Kudus, children are starting to experience boredom, so there needs to be an effort to keep them cheerful and joyful. According to him, the children gave a positive response to the efforts made. Last information is coming from Banda Aceh about 20 tombstones, which are thought to be tomb sites of the Aceh Darussalam Sultanate, were found at the site of the Sigli Banda Aceh Si Banda Aceh toll road construction project in the Aceh Besar district. Chairman of the Aceh Pebodoh History, Customs and Culture Pesabah Community, Mawardi Usmanin Aceh Besar, said that they received reports from the public that along the Kaju roadside Banda Aceh, a tombstone was found from the era of the Aceh Sultanate. Mawardi said that the Kaju area had long been known as the residence of the royal family, including Tuanku Hashim Bantamuda, Wali Sultan Muhammad Dawud Shah, and the Aceh war commander who fought Van Swetend. Furthermore, there were also several Ulebalangs and other well-known heads of government such as Teku Paya Ulebalang Mukim Paya and Lambada, who were members of the 8th Council, namely 8 Achenese officials who lobbied against the Dutch in Penang. That was news from Indonesia.
Today in history, we start with the Indonesian Pharmacists Association, or PAFI, was established in 1946. 6 months after the proclamation of the Republic of Indonesia, the Indonesian Pharmacists Association, PAFI, was established at the Merdeka Hotel, Yogyakarta, on February 13, 1946. PAFI was first chaired by Zainal Abidin. At the beginning of independence, there was a war with the Dutch troops. Zainal Abidin and Casio were assigned to move pharmaceutical ingredients and machines in Jakarta to Yogyakarta, because there was news that the Dutch would control the pharmaceutical center. Medicines and raw ingredients as well as machines were transported by train. The work could be completed within 2 months gradually to avoid the Dutch inspection officers in border areas. Zainal Abidin and his fellow pharmacist assistants finally succeeded in moving the pharmaceutical ingredients and machines, then giving them to the Indonesian fighters who needed them. Moving to 1955, when Israel received 4 of the 7 Dead Sea Scrolls. The Dead Sea Scrolls consist of about 900 documents, including manuscripts from the Hebrew scriptures found between 1947 and 1956 in 11 caves in Wadi Qumran and surroundings on the southwest coast of the Dead Sea. These texts have important religious and historical significance, as they are practically the only biblical documents made between 150 BC and 70 AD. According to a viewpoint that was almost universally accepted until the 1990s, These documents were written and hidden by a community of Essenes living in the Qumran area. On February 13, 1955, Israel managed to collect four of the seven manuscripts that were purchased by Israeli researchers from antique dealers. The last event is that in 1960, France tried its first atomic bomb. France started its nuclear program with the help of Israeli scientists. On February 13, 1960, France successfully detonated the first atomic bomb, codenamed Gerbois Blue. The 60-kiloton explosive bomb was tested in the Sahara Desert. France has at least 350 nuclear warheads. France has carried out its nuclear detonation test 210 times. Listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sejak kau ada di dunia, pernah menyangka, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semua nyata. Kulihat keajaiban. Oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga. Kau jatuh dari surga. Kau malaikat yang tak bersayap. Jatuh dari surga.
Tune to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bank Indonesia, together with the West Nusa Tenggara Provincial Government and the Indonesian Economic Trade Office IETO Taipei, held a virtual trade promotion for the province of West Nusa Tenggara to Taiwan. Head of the Representative Officer for Bank Indonesia for the province, Heru Saptaji, at the event said that this activity was a strategic step between Bank Indonesia and the government to encourage market access for West Nusa Tenggara micro, small and medium enterprises, so the international market. To the international market, the trade promotion was held in conjunction with an international web seminar theme Entering the Taiwan Market Online. The activity was also attended by Head of Bank Indonesia's Beijing, Arif Hartawan, Head of the IETO Taipei, Budi Santoso, Head of the IETO Taipei Trade Division, Arif Sulistyo, and Head of the West Nusa Tenggara Trade Office, Fatur Rahman, as well as 50 West Nusa Tenggara MSMEs players who ready to export. On that occasion, Heru explained the West Nusa Tenggara Province Bank Indonesia Representative Office had fostered 10 leading MSMEs that had the potential to enter into business agreements with potential buyers from Taiwan, including coffee, moringa tea, pearls, weaving, food processing, leather crafts, and various handicrafts from bamboo. Head of the IETO Taipei, Budi Santoso, welcomed the trade promotion activity between West Nusa Tenggara and Taiwan. According to Budi Santoso, the country's market is quite potential, and the partnership's pattern will encourage investors from Taiwan to invest in the province. To that end, the IETO Taipei expressed readiness to facilitate the promotion of West Nusa Tenggara MSME's products in Taiwan to potential buyers both offline and online. On that occasion, the head of the IETO Taipei Trade Division, Arif Sulistyo, said, broadly speaking, the commodities owned by West Nusa Tenggara province are products that are often consumed by people in Taiwan, ranging from coffee, tea, swallow nests, handicrafts, fish, lobsters, and sea cucumber. According to him, with Taiwan's market condition that match the commodities owned by the West Nusa Tenggara, there are opportunities for MSMEs in the province to export to Taiwan. That was my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Arari was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Hello listener, today we are going to introduce the tradition of buying and eating milkfish for Betawi people in welcoming the Chinese New Year. Usually about 6 days before Chinese New Year, seasonal fish traders' stall in Rawabelong, West Jakarta, continue to be visited by the local residents who will carry out the tradition of welcoming Chinese New Year, which is held once a year. Even though they are not Chinese ethnicity, they also welcome the Chinese New Year by carrying out the tradition of buying and eating milkfish. In the Betawi community, the milkfish they buy will be given to their parents-in-law or prospective parents-in-law.
they believe that the greater the milkfish sent are given to the parents-in-law, the greater the dedication and affection for the child or daughter-in-law to their parents or in-laws. The tradition of giving milkfish from son-in-law to parents-in-law is a form of family happiness and affection. Approaching the Chinese New Year, the tradition of giving fish to parents-in-law or prospective ones can be given in two ways, namely raw or cooked. Most of the milkfish given is cooked into milkfish pindang, which is cooked by using soy sauce and soapy. Listener, the milkfish pindang is always available at Chinese New Year meals because this food means that every year there is abundant fortune and hope that business, career, and welfare will get better from year to year. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Hanya untuknya
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, many of the nation's children have made achievements, both at the national and international levels. One of them is Kenensia Valeria, a student of Tunas Bangsa Junior High School from Pontianak City, who won a gold medal at the English Olympics in Italy. The largest English language championship is attended by students from 60 countries around the world. Kenensia Valeria became the first Indonesian to win a gold medal in history during these Olympics, precisely since the last 8 years. The championship is held by the Global Hippo Association along with Mizzou Academy under the auspices of the University of Missouri, USA. From Indonesia, 20,000 people participated in the preliminary round. However, Kenensia Valeria made it to the final round with 8 other people at the end of 2020. The final was held virtually. Before winning the gold medal at this Olympics, Kenensia had already made several achievements. Kenensia was the youngest participant and medalist at the 2018 National Mathematics Olympiad. In addition, Kenensia also won a silver medal at the Mathematics Olympiad in Varna, Bulgaria in 2018. In 2019, Kenensia also won a silver medal at the Mathematics and Science Olympiad in Hanoi, Vietnam. It is hoped that Kenensia can continue to make Indonesia proud, especially her home region, West Kalimantan. And listener, that was Miscellany for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi masho. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wakau intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum, wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today we are going to present you a keroncong song entitled Kapuk Randu, sung by M. Rivani, an Indonesian food keroncong singer. The song written by Gesang depicts the kapuk randu, a type of plants in Indonesia that has many benefits for human life. Because almost all parts of kapuk can be used, one of which is for clothing. With the parable of the kapuk tree, the songwriter invites all of us to serve together with the nation and the state. Listener, here is M. Rivani with a keroncong song entitled Kapuk Randu.
Thank you. sedang menjaga tanah airku yang berharga. Oh, batang kapuk randu budiman, banyak jasa. Batang daun kulit buah biji semua turun berbakti. Akar tentram dan makmur tanahku yang
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.